Happy Monday, everyone. This is Lady Muhammad, and I welcome you to the Lady Muhammad Daily Motivational Podcast. I wanted to share today about don't burn out. I was inspired to do this podcast about don't burn out from leaders who have been expressing their complete frustration, devastation. They're tired. They are ready to quit. They're ready to walk away from all the work and tears and blood and sweat that they poured into trying to help and stabilize their own communities. And I'm sure that there are leaders out there who can relate to those type of stories. There are leaders out there who are probably going through the same thing. But my encouragement for today is you got to know when to take a break as a leader. Being a leader comes with a lot of weight. And depending on what kind of leader you are, that weight is a very high price. It comes with a very costly cost. So you got to know that I've been doing this thing for so long. I've been, you know, just back and forth, to and fro. And you got to examine the people around you. You got to examine the people you're trying to help. And you got to see what that's doing and what it's not doing. But you truly need to just step back, not necessarily quit, because some people will quit and they won't go back. But I don't believe everything in our life is meant for us to give up on. I believe there's purpose to it. And opposition comes along with some of the work that most of us do as well. So you have to just go away and regroup. I don't care how long you go away for. Book you a ticket somewhere, an overnight stay, a weekend in a hotel, go to a spa, wherever you need to go. Sit by the water, sit by the lake, even if it's sitting in your own house, and just turn everything off. Whatever works for you to be able to replenish, to refocus and regroup, you need to do that. Some people may need to do it often and frequently, depending on the weight of the work that they do. But there are some leaders that will tell you, no, you can't take a break. No, you shouldn't get rest. I don't agree with any of those statements, because if we don't get the proper rest we need, that also taps into our health. And if you don't have no energy to go the rest of the way, not knowing how long your journey is going to be, not knowing what assignment you're going to go on, not knowing where you're going to go and who you need to help and pour into, and you're drained and you're tired, you're falling asleep, you got one eye open, how does that work? We're going to pause right now, and then we'll come back.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.